A civil rights organization is suing the state over the treatment of mentally ill inmates in the state prison and state hospital. Disability Rights Montana says the Departments of Correction and Health and Human Services are subjecting inmates with mental illness to cruel and unusual punishment. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says the organization is hoping to resolve the lawsuit without going to court.
The things that we're looking for is changing in conditions in terms of the treatment of prisoners with mental illness.
Disability Rights Montana Executive Director Bernadette Franks-Ongoy. Her organization is filing this suit against the state after more than a year investigating the Montana State Prison and Montana State Hospital. The 54-page suit describes mentally ill inmates as being warehoused in solitary confinement, that they do not receive the care they need. And Franks-Ongoy says overcrowding at the state hospital in Warm Springs has led to transferring inmates over to the prison in order to free up hospital beds. She says that's never appropriate, that the prison does not provide the same level of care.
We believe it's a violation, a rights violation, for someone to be transferred out of the hospital setting to the prison setting without due process taking place.
Franks-Ongoy does believe it's possible to find solutions to these complaints without going to court. She says she's been encouraged by the Department of Corrections' reaction to the suit.
They're definitely willing to roll up their sleeves, and I feel very hopeful that they understand the issues and they're going to try to see how to resolve those.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana is one of the entities representing Disability Rights Montana. Staff attorney Anna Conley says other states have already left a model for fixing some of these concerns.
There are many concrete steps that other states have taken to prohibit solitary confinement for prisoners with mental illness, that other states have taken to ensure that there's adequate mental health treatment for prisoners with mental illness.
Conley would not elaborate on any of these potential solutions, not wanting to interfere with settlement negotiations with the state. She says while they have been in steady contact with the Department of Corrections on this suit, they have not heard anything from the Department of Public Health and Human Services. Both DPHHS and Corrections declined an interview for this story, saying they will have 60 days to officially respond to the suit after receiving it. They also say they will not be providing further comment on pending litigation. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.